This recording combines some simple body movements while lying down. You are invited to follow along as best you can, doing what you feel comfortable of and refraining from anything that doesn't seem appropriate for your body at this time. Letting your own sensitivity to your body override my indications of how long to hold any posture that we are doing. We are basically working at the limits of what we can do at any time. It's important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at the boundary long enough to experience them and not to push beyond them. In each moment, looking deeply into them with acceptance and not trying to force ourselves to be different from how we are feeling right now. It's best not to try to achieve anything at all, including relaxation. It's enough simply to pay full attention to exactly how your body is feeling at each moment as you do the movements. If a movement or stretch is producing sensations of tingling, pulling, pins and needles, prickling, hot feelings or burning, radiating or penetrating or anything at all, just feeling what it is and honoring the limits of your body. Trying to notice what you are feeling as precisely as possible. Perhaps asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee or my back? Exactly where is it? What quality does it have? And is my mind reacting to it or responding to it? If you wish to skip a movement, then assuming a comfortable posture and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what the recording is suggesting in as much detail as possible. Working with the eyes open at times and closed at other times. So let's begin by lying on the back in a comfortable position on a mat or pad on the floor. Letting the feet fall away from each other, with the arms alongside the body, with the palms open toward the ceiling if that feels comfortable, or facing down. And when you're ready, bringing the attention to breathing at the belly, the abdomen expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath, gently on its own without forcing it. Closing the eyes if this feels comfortable, or keeping the gaze soft and open, and then allowing the body to sink into the mat with each out-breath. And on the next in-breath, stretching the arms up over the head slowly. When the hands reach the floor, stretching the entire body out. Fingers in one direction and heels in the other. Not too vigorously, but feeling the entire body stretching, stretching and breathing. Right through the fingertips, the wrists, elbows, armpits and shoulders, rib cage, the torso, the legs, the entire body stretching. Stretching and breathing here, feeling the sensations in the body. On the out-breath, letting the arms slowly come back down so that you're in touch with the sensations all the way, even though your eyes are closed, feeling the arms and at a certain point experiencing them making contact with the floor. Letting go as the muscles relax with the arms back on the floor and feeling the wave of release of tension in the arms and shoulders as you lie here breathing. Experiencing the aftermath of having done these movements. And now bending both knees, with the feet flat on the floor and about hip-width apart. The knees pointed up towards the ceiling and the arms alongside the body. And now we'll do some pelvic tilts. On an out-breath, contracting the belly and lifting the tailbone slightly off the floor, pushing the lower back gently down into the floor. And now as you breathe in, tilting the pelvis the other way so that you can make a space between the floor and your back. And there's a little arch where you could put your hand underneath if you'd like. If you do, keeping your hand there, once again, tilting the pelvis the other way so that you are pushing down on the hand or against the floor with just the tailbone coming up slightly off the floor but not the pelvis. And now, gently rocking back and forth at your own pace in this way. And when you're ready, slowly coming to a stop. And now, bringing the knees up to your chest and wrapping both arms around the shins. Drawing the knees towards your chest and squeezing gently. And now if you like, rocking from side to side as you breathe. Keeping the head on the floor, or if you want, raising the head towards the knees. Massaging the muscles in the back as you rock from side to side, and if you wish, making circular motions. First in one direction, and then the other. And now, holding on to the right knee, and stretching the left leg out, extending the heel away from you as you gently pull the right knee towards the chest, holding on with both hands, one hand on the knee and one hand on the shin. And if you like, bringing the head up in the direction of the knee, stopping wherever you wind up. Experiencing this as your limit at this time. Not immediately backing away from it, just breathing with it. Perhaps feeling the stretch in the back or in the back of the neck. Just breathing now, stretching the left heel away from you. If you notice intense sensations at any point, simply directing your attention to those regions. In particular, each time you breathe in. And then on the out-breath, letting go of those sensations to the extent possible. Lowering the head now if you raised it towards the knee, and now switching, drawing the left knee towards the chest and stretching the right leg all the way out. Drawing the left knee gently towards the chest, and again if you want, raising the head towards the left knee and breathing here wherever you happen to stop. Perhaps feeling the contraction in the belly. And continuing to listen to the messages from the body about what your limits are or where you need to stop or back off. But if you can, dwelling at these limits and experiencing them a little more deeply than you might ordinarily. Again, listening to your body. When you're ready, releasing the left leg and stretching both legs out. Lying back down on the floor and bringing your attention back to the breathing. Abdomen expanding on the in-breath and falling back towards the spine on the out-breath, just feeling the sensations of breath. And now when you're ready, rolling over and coming onto the hands and knees. In this position, we are going to breathe out and arch the back, letting your head and tail come down as we do the cat stretch. Arching the back as high up as it could go, as the head comes down between the arms. Feeling the gentle stretch in the back. And then after a moment or two, reversing the stretch. On the in-breath, leading with the tail, letting the belly come down towards the floor, and the tailbone and head come up as you breathe in and feel the stretch, head perhaps looking slightly forward. And exhaling again, leading with the tail, arching the back once more. And once again, breathing in, lowering the belly, looking slightly forward and lifting the tailbone. And then exhaling once more and arching the back. And releasing and coming to stillness with the back straight and horizontal. The elbows directly underneath the shoulders and the legs are hip width apart. And now on all fours, just sensing the aftermath of having done these movements. Before doing the next movement, first, bringing the belly button towards the spine to protect the back. Then extending the right leg out behind you and either keeping the toes touching the ground or lifting the whole right leg off the ground. And now, raising the left arm and stretching it out so that you're breathing and balancing here. The eyes are looking slightly forward. The left arm and the right leg are stretching out in opposite directions. And staying here, breathing, and perhaps feeling some warmth in the back of the leg, in the buttocks, and the shoulders. Noticing what's on the mind. Is there any striving, comparing? Just noticing what's on the mind right now as we balance here. Should you notice the mind drifting off to thoughts, comparisons? Then as best you can, bringing the attention back to the sensations in the body. And when you're ready, lowering the knee and hand to the floor, and again exhaling and arching the back up, feeling the stretch reversing what we just did. And now on the next in-breath, lowering the belly, raising your head and looking slightly ahead, and stretching out the left leg out behind you, either keeping the toes on the ground or lifting the leg. And now raising the right arm out, stretching forward. And balancing here and feeling the sensations, experiencing your body in this posture. Accepting yourself as you are with the limits as they are in this particular moment, and breathing in and out with the physical sensations in the body. When you're ready, lowering the left knee and the right arm, hands and knees on the floor. And exhaling and arching the back as before. Getting a stretch of the back without overdoing it. And just working at your limits today. And when you are ready, making your way to lying down on your back. and for a moment, with the hands lying alongside the body and the feet falling away from each other, feeling the consequences of having done these movements. Noticing what sensations are present in the body after having done these movements. And then once again, drawing the knees up towards the chest and squeezing the knees to the chest, perhaps bringing the head up and rocking from side to side, gently massaging the spine and the muscles on either side of the spine. If it's more comfortable to have your head on the floor, then doing it that way. And when you're ready, putting the feet flat on the floor and doing a few pelvic tilts at your own pace just to loosen up the pelvis and the small of the back. And now, stretching the legs back out with arms alongside and allowing the attention to rest on the belly and the breath. Now we'll do the half bridge pose. This involves having the feet flat on the floor and the knees up towards the ceiling. The feet a little closer to the buttocks. And now stretching the arms up over the head on the floor. And when you're ready, lifting the pelvis, tucking the tailbone, and pointing away with your knees. Staying in this half bridge pose with the body resting on the back of the head and shoulders and arms, being careful not to use the neck for this posture. The rest of your body arched, lifting the sternum up, just breathing here. You may begin to feel the thigh muscles as they fatigue a little. As much as possible, letting the arms, face, back of the head and neck completely let go as you stay here, breathing, experiencing the sensations of this posture. Listening to your body to decide when to come down to the mat and when you're ready, coming back up again. In this posture, the abdomen has lots of room to expand and deflate on the in and out breaths. And when you're ready, if you haven't already done so, lowering the pelvis back to the floor, stretching your arms once again back down beside the body, and stretching out the legs. Allowing the body once again to just let go and sink into the mat and willing to be present with whatever sensations arise after having done this movement. Noticing the thoughts that are flipping through the mind, perhaps telling you what you should be doing, maybe about the future or the past, or commentaries of the present. Whatever they are, just letting them come and go through the mind without giving them any energy. And then escorting the mind back to the experiences of the present and the fact that you are here now. Lying on the floor and nourishing yourself in this way. And now let's do a simple twist stretch. We can start by interlocking the fingers together behind the head, sliding the feet along the floor towards the buttocks, but this time the knees, legs, and feet are together, and breathing in and out a few times. And then when you're ready, letting the knees go over gently to the right as far as they'll go towards the floor. The left foot may come off the floor and lie on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. And then just letting it hang without forcing it. And if it's comfortable for you, turning the head and looking to the left, beyond the left elbow. Feeling the stretch across the chest and into the left armpit, wherever it is that you feel it, and breathing in and out in this posture as you soften the body into it. Just allowing gravity to pull the legs down without resisting. And each time you breathe out, sinking a little bit more into the stretch, letting go of any tension as best you can. And then on an in-breath, bringing the knees back up to the vertical, and then letting them go over to the floor in the other direction. Bringing the right foot off the floor on top of the left. The right knee now over the left and perhaps touching it, and perhaps not. And turning with the head to look to the right. And again, settling in on each out-breath, letting the body fall into the floor as you accept the stretch and accept the body being in this position. Full awareness of the breathing and the sensations associated with being in this particular position. And when you're ready, bringing the knees up to the perpendicular, releasing the hands and stretching them back out to lie alongside the body. And now, bending the left knee so that the foot is on the floor alongside the right knee and taking a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, lifting the right leg up with the knee straight as far as it will go towards the ceiling. And maintaining this posture and breathing. Noticing which muscles are working and which aren't. For example, if you notice that your arms are getting involved in pushing on the floor, or your shoulders are getting tight, or your face is tense, then seeing if you can just let these parts of the body let go. They are certainly not involved in what you are doing right now, which is lifting the right leg. Perhaps focusing the attention on the belly. If you like, rotating the right foot around the ankle a few times in each direction. Feeling the muscles that are involved in moving the foot and breathing. And then coming to stillness with the foot. And if you wish to intensify this a little more on your own, then stretching the left leg out away from you or by taking some time and lifting the head towards the knee as you take hold of the leg beyond or below, but not at the knee. And noticing what sensations you feel as you do this. Then when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come back down, taking your time, letting it come back down slowly and mindfully so that you are aware of the sensations all the way down. And when the leg does make contact with the floor, experiencing the wave of release that flows through the leg. And now reversing the position of the legs so that the right knee is bent and the right foot is alongside the left knee. And when you're ready, taking a breath in, and as you exhale, allowing the left leg to float up as far as it will go, Settling in here, experiencing the left leg being up in the air. Straightening the knee, perhaps. And if you like, rotating the left foot around the ankle joint, first in one direction, and then in the other direction. If you'd like to intensify the stretch, either extending the right leg so that it is straight, or grasping below or above the knee, and doing so right now. Just being totally present, experiencing the sensations and the feelings in your body as you have this leg up here. And when you're ready, slowly letting the right leg come back down to the ground. And when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the wave of release as the muscles let go and you sink deeper into the floor. Stretching out the other or left leg and bringing attention to the belly and the flow of the breath in the belly. The sensations of breathing. Belly rising on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. Full awareness of each in-breath for its entire duration from beginning to middle to end. And full awareness of each out-breath from beginning to middle to end. A willingness to be entirely present right now with what you're doing, with what you're experiencing and feeling at this moment. And when you're ready, rolling over onto your left side and propping the head up using your left hand and putting the right hand on the floor in front of the belly to stabilize you. And now, let's just get settled for a moment, breathing. And when you're ready on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side, straight up towards the ceiling, knee straight if you can, holding it here, wherever it winds up. Breathing, perhaps closing your eyes, and really experiencing what this feels like in a concentrated way. If you like, rotating the foot a few times slowly around the ankle, first one way, and then the other way. Raising up perhaps a little higher, breathing, experiencing the intensity, but only going to your own limits at this particular time. If it's too intense, backing off, and if it's okay, breathing through the intensity. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down, taking your time. Experiencing the wave of release when the leg contacts the lower leg on the floor. If you like, on an in-breath, raising the leg up again. Breathing with it here, and slowly letting it come back down when you're ready. Rolling onto your other side now, propping your head up with your right hand now, and lying on your right side. And then, lifting the left leg up as high as it will comfortably go, entire leg active. Rotating the foot around the ankle a few times in both directions. And then lowering it slowly in touch with sensations the whole way down. And if you feel up to it, raising the leg up once again. Holding it, breathing with the sensations, and then slowly coming back down. And now rolling over onto the belly. In this position, lying with your face on one side or the other, with the arms alongside the body and the palms open towards the ceiling. In this position, feeling the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in, and relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out. Allowing the whole body to just sink into the floor with each exhalation. Now moving the head so that the chin is on the floor and not using your hands at all, slowly as you breathe in, lifting the right leg up with the knee straight and just holding it here as you breathe, not too far up away from the floor. Just breathing, feeling, experiencing lifting the right leg. And then slowly letting the leg come down. Now, turning the face to the side and sinking into the floor. And turning the head once more with the chin on the floor, and on an in-breath, raising the left leg up, as much as possible, keeping the arms at ease, face soft. Again, slowly lowering the leg down and experiencing the wave of release. Face to the side. And when you're ready, putting the chin on the floor once again, and this time just lifting the head up slowly. Neck, shoulder and chest up, keeping the feet on the floor. Just lifting, not using the hands, and going as high up as you can without straining. Feeling the belly rise a little higher each time you breathe in. And then slowly, slowly coming down, and then resting on one side of the face or the other, and allowing the body to sink into the floor. Muscles releasing, lengthening, softening. Now putting the chin on the floor again, and slowly lifting up the neck, head and shoulders. And this time raising both legs together off the floor as well. Breathing here, feeling the belly push into the floor as the shoulders lift and move back. And slowly coming down and letting go, face to the side. And now just turning over onto your back and letting the arm stretch out alongside the body. Becoming aware of lying here and allowing the eyes to close if you feel comfortable with it. Becoming aware of the wave-like movements of breath at the belly. Riding the waves of the breath. Lying here, letting go of the thoughts and memories of what we've done and what we've asked our body to do, and just becoming aware of being right here, right now. On each out-breath, letting go. And sinking deeper into the floor. In stillness and awareness. As the recording comes to an end, perhaps taking a moment to give yourself some credit for taking the time to do this practice. lying here at one with yourself right now.